the gap theory. Now, what's wrong with it?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the new Answers book.
At our Answers in Genesis conference in Edinburgh, Scotland, a young lady came up to me and said, "I believe in the gap theory until I heard you tonight. My fiancé, who's a pastor, told me that I had to fit millions of years and all the dinosaurs in a gap between the first two verses of Genesis." You know, she went on to admit, "Now, this has been a real stumbling block to me. I even started to doubt my salvation. But what you said makes so much sense. This has changed my life." I asked her what convinced her to give up this idea of the gap of millions of years between the first two verses of Genesis. And she explained that she'd never thought through the fact that it was Adam's sin that brought death into the world. That she couldn't have billions of dead animals millions of years before sin. You know what? That's just one of the many problems with the gap theory.
Many people try to fit the Big Bang and an old universe into those first two verses of Genesis, but find out how that's all wrong when you watch our fascinating DVD, The Created Cosmos. It makes for some great viewing and something to share with your unsaved family and friends. We'll send this high-quality DVD right out to you when you present a donation of any size to our nonprofit Answers Ministry. Call toll-free, 24 hours a day, 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web, answersoffer.org.